The Pella High girls soccer team is coming off of a 9-0 shutout over Knoxville the other night, and we're talking right now with their captains on this squad, as we're joined right now by Taylor Rennick, Addie Van Vliet, Lexi DeHeer, and Kim Corver here on the Marion County PM Sports page. And girls, first of all, to all of you, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Mentioned a very good start to things season-wise when we look at just the way that scoring has gone. And it got off, I guess, maybe to a rocky start with Dowling, probably not the open to the season you wanted. But since then, it seems like it's been good. Taylor, I guess I'll go ahead and start with you. What's been different from the first match of the season to what we've seen here this past week?
Well, Dowling was a 4A school, so they're obviously bigger than us. And I think we went going into it feeling more like pressure into Dowling, but then after that we played some easier schools, I guess, so then we got our confidence levels back up.
And Addie, I know that Dowling was a game for you last year that you were kind of frustrated by because you played right with them and it kind of slipped away. Did you feel like maybe you put extra pressure on yourself to do better against the Maroons this year?
Yes, definitely. And I knew a couple of girls from that school, and it just, I think we all got to us mentally that we just thought, oh, we're gonna get smashed tonight, and so then we all didn't try as hard as we probably could have, or we made mistakes and we dwelled on those instead of just going out and doing our best.
Lexi, what was practice like after that first match of the season?
I think practice was, I don't know, I think we kind of took it easier, but we still were like, we need to get our passes down and stronger, and we worked on defense a lot after that, so.
Well, and I think the big thing that you'd probably hold to heart, and Kim, you can correct me on this, but that one match for the season, especially the first one, will not define your whole year.
No, yeah, I mean, coming out of the season, it's hard to look past that at times. The first match, and you're just like, oh, I hope this isn't the rest of the season. But after you move on from that, like, you set the tone to practice, and then the rest, you can just build up from there.
Well, Taylor, we just talked with Kim, and you two are both on the defensive side of the ball, so I have a couple questions for you first. This is a team that I think really prides itself on defense, although lately there hasn't been a whole lot of activity.
Yeah, well, we just try really hard. This year we're focusing on moving it around through the back, like working it in the back of the defensive area and moving it up to the forwards this year.
And Kim, I know from talking with Coach Mata Kojo, you've moved to the middle now. Well, what's different from being on the outside last year?
I think sometimes being in the middle can just seem a little more awkward, just having to shift your body with the ball, but overall it's been a good transition and I like it.
One more question for you girls. You've got a different keeper this season, and I know that's always an important aspect. How much confidence, I guess, do you have in who you've got between the posts this year, and how do you try to help her out?
I think Zoe's a great goalie. She has so much potential. She just hasn't had a lot of varsity playing time since we had Kelsey last year, but I think she's going to do a really great job this year.
Kim, for you?
Yeah, I agree. I think Zoe is really good at communicating, which is a huge part in being the goalie, being kind of like the director back there. She can see the whole field, and so she does a really good job with that.
And now, Addie and Lexi, we move to you, and we've got a midfielder and a forward, so a little bit of differences there on the offense. But let's go ahead and talk about your respective positions. And Lexi, I'll go ahead and start out with you. What are some of the things that you've tried to work on in your portion of the field this season?
Well, as a forward, there's obviously two of us, but I try and sit back a little more because Sam is trying to make me as kind of like a center forward. So I'm trying to like work on passing it more off to people and getting it to the outside and just working on my foot skills.
And Addie, when you look at midfield, what are some of the things that your experience you bring back this season?
Definitely me and Gabby. She's the middle mid and I'm the outside mid, and we're definitely finding each other like we should be. And that's a key point in getting the ball up the field as fast as possible. And now since Lexi's working on getting it out again, I can usually find Gabby and then find Lexi right away, and it works pretty well.
Well, and Addie, to build on that, one of the things I've noticed out of your box scores is that you ladies are moving the ball around very well. You're getting a lot of different goal scores and a lot of girls also involved in the assists too.
Oh yeah, definitely. We've really improved on getting the ball up there as quickly as possible, which throws the defense off, definitely, like Taylor and Kim could tell you. But no, we're working a lot better at getting shots on goal and getting it out to the outside of the goal and not just kicking it at the goalie.
And Lexi, one of the nice things too is you've just got a lot of offensive diversity. Kind of to build on that question, you've got a lot of different players that are capable of either doing it one-on-one or playing within the team.
Yeah, I think it's our midfields and our forwards and our defense, like everybody can score. It doesn't matter where you are. Everybody's got the leg for it. And I think we're just really good at seeing players where they are and who's got an open shot rather than you. And I think we're just really good at passing the ball, and it helps a lot.
If you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS, we're talking with the captains for the Pella High girls soccer team, Kim Korver, Lexi Dehier, Addie Van Vliet, and Taylor Rennick. And one of the other things I just wanted to talk about, maybe kind of break away from soccer just a little bit. You're all seniors, but you came from behind another big senior class a year ago. I'll ask all of you this same question. What's been different from last season to this season? Anybody can start.
I think it's just been kind of new to start a different leadership. We looked up to the class last year, and now it's our turn to be leaders, and so I think that has been something new for us.
Yeah, I think we have a really great team, though, too. Since we're kind of the leaders of this, we've been on the same team since early middle school years, so we're able to communicate really well with the rest of the girls.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely hard to see the seniors last year go, because they had been sort of the leaders the last 2 years because they were such a big class and we loved them all. But I think we did a good job stepping into their shoes because we know the girls really well, and doing tons of activities together helped a lot too.
Yeah, I'll just like sum up what they said. I mean, it was hard to see them go, but like stepping in and being new, it's kind of, it's like a new feeling, but it's nice. I like it, at least. I know we all do, so.
Addie mentioned doing more things together and kind of building that team unity. And I know before the interview you had mentioned team meals, and that's been a big thing for every sport. I really feel like each sport has their own way to make team meals unique, and it's a great bonding experience. Again, for any of you, talk about, I guess, kind of where some of the team meals come from, what they consist of, and why they're one of your favorite parts of Pella High soccer.
Usually for away games, we get sandwich, chips, and a cookie. we do. I don't know, home meals, it's usually whatever the mom wants to make, and it's always really good, so.
Yeah, and then usually after the meal, we just hang out for a while before we have to be at the game. We go to the JV games as a team together, so then we just eat and then hang out.
Yeah, last team meal was at my house, and we had a little ping pong tournament going on, so that was fun to kind of get competitive and compete. That was really fun.
Yeah, I mean, the food is always so good, and it's, like, not really heavy before the game, so you're not, like, weighted down, but there's usually, I mean, some of us are usually doing something after we eat, like, ping pong, or, I don't know, we watch some videos and stuff like that, so it's always fun.
And one of the other fun things that you've been working on as a team this season has been a can drive, and I think that's been more fun for you than maybe it sounds like. Explain what that's consisted of and why it's been fun for you.
Well, we just, like, went around on a couple different Saturdays to different neighborhoods and just asked them for cans, and a lot of people donated a ton of cans to us, and we're still in the process of kind of getting them into the Redemption Center. So, but I think that'll be really good money for us for T-shirts.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you about was just kind of pregame ritual. We talked about the meals being an important part. What are some other things that you've got to do or got to have be a part of your warm-ups to feel like you're ready to go?
The music, our warm-up music, yep. That was a big thing this year. We won an awesome CD, and we got an awesome CD, so we've got to listen to that before.
And it's not only the music but like and warming up, but it's what we wear. I mean, we wear duct tape to kind of bring us together. That's kind of a ritual, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Sam, up together.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sam, our coach, will always come up with some cheer that we'll always do for every game, and that's always
in Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
In
Spanish.
Some language that's not
different English. Languages. That's awesome.
Yeah.
The duct tape, you said that's on your shin guards, and it is a standard issue duct tape. I can't imagine you just go with straight up gray. It's got to be something different, right?
Definitely not.
I mean, last we played Knoxville and we had flames on ours, and the time before we had blue. It always changes every game. It's never the same. So
the first time we actually wore duct tape was last year toward the middle of the season, and someone just had randomly Hello Kitty duct tape, and they just put it on their shin guard, and we're like, hey, we should all do that. So we did. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to look forward to, on the schedules, we kind of move back to soccer with you girls. You've got a big tournament coming up on Saturday at Urbandale. You'll face some more top-tier, good quality squads with those bigger schools, 3A schools in the competition. So is that something you're looking forward to, or is it kind of a daunting task?
We're kind of looking forward to it. We're looking forward to the competition and what we can do against bigger schools.
Definitely. Like, I think we really need to work on our passing game during these bigger schools, and I think it'll give us more confidence.
Yeah, I think even the outcome might not be what we want, we always get better from it, and yeah
we can always get somewhere, and it's, I mean, we might not win or do our best, but we're gonna try. You know, we can always learn from our mistakes, and it'll make us better as a team and get us closer.
All right, last question. I'll have you all answer this. I'm sure you've got good goals and expectations for this season. And, Addie, I'll start with you. What are the goals for this Pella High girls soccer team? And where do you think that you will go, I guess I should say, and how are you going to achieve those goals?
Well, our goal is to first win our district and then go on to state, hopefully. But I know we will do that because we're awesome. And we will achieve this by working hard at practice, I think, and getting to know each other just more and better. And
I know we won conference last year, and that was a really big deal. So I hope we can definitely do that this year, and I think we have the team for it. But I would really love to go to state because I know none of us have been to state. So I think that would just be an awesome experience for us.
Yeah, I'm just reiterating what Addie and Taylor said. Conference champs would be awesome, especially senior year, and going to state would be awesome as well.
Yeah. I guess, well, they all said it. We just want to win conference, and that's kind of our goal for right now. And once we achieve that, then we will go on to state. And I think it all deals with team unity and how we stick together throughout the season.
Well, ladies, really appreciated the time. It's been fun to talk to you. Looking forward to seeing more good things from you on the pitch this season. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Once again, the captains from the Pella High girls soccer team. Again, Lexi DeHeer, Kim Corver, Taylor Rennick, and Addie Van Vliet. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.